We are in Simen Samach Vav in Hilchos Krishma. We're up to Sivav. We will be doing Sifim Vav through Ches. So far, what we have learned with regard to the halacha of being mafsik in Krishma, the halacha is that one should not be mafsik, one should not speak out in vain at any point. Whereas we saw that there's a difference between Be'emtza HaPerek and Bein HaPrakim. Be'emtza HaPerek, the halacha was Mi'ikar HaDin, that you are allowed to answer Shalom to someone that you respect, that they are covered, and you are allowed to actually initiate mipnei hayira for someone that you fear. Whereas bein aprakim, the halacha is that you are allowed to answer shalom to anybody and initiate even mipnei hakavod. In practice, the Mishnah Berurah said that today people do not get so upset when you don't answer when you're in the middle of davening. Therefore, these wouldn't apply. Where it did apply was with regard to answering amen, and there too we differentiated between bein aprakim and emtza perek. Bein aprakim, the halacha was you can answer amen to any bracha, whereas be'emtza perek, you could only answer amen to the specific brachas, hakel hakadosh, shomei tefillah, and we saw kadosh kedusha and baruch hu. The one interesting thing with regard to defining the prakim was that bein aprakim is either between brachas or between the parshias of Shema. The last parsha of Shema, the parsha of Vayomer, ends with the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The bracha that follows it begins with the words Emes V'Yatziv. Nevertheless, we said that between Elokeichem and Emes did not get the halach of Bein Aprakim, and therefore you could not answer Amen there. Whereas after the word Emes, you could consider it Bein Aprakim, and there you were allowed to answer. Amen. Now the Mechaber says in Sif Vav, "In posak mipnei hayira akoved acher shomer emes." If after emes you stopped because of yira or kovet, right? We said after the word emes you are allowed to. Now the word emes is the beginning of the next bracha, but you were mafsik right after the word emes. Oh, another case which is even simpler. Shesim kodem hachazen, you finished Shema, you finished the entire Kriya Shema before the chazen. V'somach Hashem Elokeichem im emes. So the right way to do it is you end Ani Hashem Elokeichem emes, and then you stop and wait. Umamtin sheyaschil hachazen v'sheyomer imo, and then you wait for the chazen to finish so that you can go on further with the chazen. Eino tzorach lachzor v'lomer pamacheres emes. You do not have to repeat the word emes, although the bracha begins with the words emes v'yatziv, you said emes, and then it may take a while till you say the word v'yatziv. It does not require that you repeat the word emes. Siv Zayin. Eino omer amen acher ga'al Yisrael, mishum dahave hefsik. One does not say amen after ga'al Yisrael because it is considered a hefsik. Now, the Mechaber does not tell us what he meant by eino omer amen. The pashtus of the Mechaber is that he's referring to two things. One, that you don't say amen after the Shliach Tzibur's Ga'al Yisrael. But another one, perhaps even more pashut, that one does not say amen to his own Ga'al Yisrael. The Mechaber Shita is that after every section of davening, the last bracha, one says amen to his own bracha. Therefore, Ga'al Yisrael, which is the last of the Birkas Krishma, should really have required an amen. Says the Mechaber, you neither answer amen to your own bracha nor to that of the Shliach Tzibur. Haggad the Rama says, V'yesh omrim da'onim amen. There are those who say that you do say amen. This yesh omrim holds that you say amen not only to the Shliach Tzibur, but even to your own bracha, your own Gal Yisrael. V'chein no'agim lanos achar hashatz, aval mispalel levad ein onin amen. Kilakamon, says the Rama, what is our minhag? Our minhag is to say amen to the Ga'al Yisrael of the Shatz, but not to say amen to one's own bracha. Now, as far as the Lamaisa goes, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minhag is really to avoid having to say amen in the first place. The question is how to go about that. There seem to be many that waited before Tzur Yisrael, and at that point they said Amen to Gal Yisrael, and then continued Tzur Yisrael after that. The Mishnah Berurah does not like that on two accounts. Number one, Tzur Yisrael is Be'emtza Perek. you can only answer amen to the specific brachas, to Shomea Tefillah, to Akel HaKadosh. You can't say amen to Gal Yisrael there. Secondly, he also says that if you're only going to start Tzur Yisrael when the Chazan finished Gal Yisrael, then you're not going to be starting Shmon Esrei together with him, and you're really supposed to start Shmon Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, he looks for other etzes, and he gives us two. One, if you can work this one out, to say the words Gal Yisrael together with the Chazan. And this is nohug in many places. The entire Kohol with the Chazan say Tzur Yisrael together and end with Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, so that there's no need to get involved in the question of whether or not to say Amen. What happens if you missed it? You've already said Gal Yisrael and the Chazan hasn't yet. So what do? The Mishnah Berurah interestingly says, start Shmona Esrei, but which part of Shmona Esrei? Only the words Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. The halacha is that you're not supposed to start Shmona Esrei before the Kohol. You're supposed to start with them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only actually the words of Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning of Shmona Esrei, where you bow, and it's obvious to all that you've started Shmona Esrei. You are allowed to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach before they begin Shmona Esrei, because it is not nikur, it is not obvious that you're saying it beforehand. Now we go further. Sifches, Tzorech Lismol Gula L'Tfilah. Here again, the Machaber tells us that you're supposed to have the bracha of Gaal Yisrael right next to Shmona Esrei. V'lo yafsik la'acher sha'amar Gaal Yisrael. You should not be mafsik after you said Gaal Yisrael. Rak, im iro onis shelo hanich tefillin. What happens if you weren't able to put on tefillin beforehand? V'nizdamnu lo ben ge'ula l'tefillah, and you got them just between Gaal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, maniach oz, you put your tefillin on at that point. Now the Mechaber Shita is that even though you put on your tefillin for Shmona Esrei, because it's important to wear tefillin for Shmona Esrei, v'lo yivarach aleihem ad acher sheyispalo, says the Mechaber, you should not make a bracha on them until after davening, until after Shmona Esrei. That means between gula l'tefillah, you do not make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who argue and say that you should say a bracha between gula l'tefillah. Since we are matir putting on the tefillin, then we're also matir saying the bracha. However, he says that Rov Poskim seem to bring down the Mechaber l'halacha, that even though you would put on your tefillin between gula l'tefillah, you wouldn't make a bracha till after Shmona Esrei. Avol talis lo yoniach oz, says the Mechaber, that's only for tefillin, because it's important to have tefillin on for Shmona Esrei. But talis, it is not so important to wear a talis for Shmona Esrei dafka. Therefore, you should not be mafsik. So you put on your tefillin without a bracha, and your talis you don't even put on altogether. V'im ad shelo amar gal yisrael nizdam nelo talis tefillin. What if you're in the emtza perik of that last bracha? You're in the middle of the bracha of emes v'yatziv. Say you're up to Tzur Yisrael. So what's the halacha there? Manicham. There you put them on. That means you put on both the talis as well as tefillin. So that be'emtza perik, the Mechaber has you putting on both your talis as well as your tefillin. V'lo yivarech aleihem adachar tefillah. Once again, the Mechaber holds that you don't make a bracha on either of them. So according to the Mechaber, you put on talis or tefillin before you get to the end of the bracha, say by Tzur Yisrael. Whereas, once you got to Gaal Yisrael, you can only put on tefillin and not talis, and in all cases, the Mechaber holds that you would not make a bracha until after Shmona Esrei. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim Shekodim Gaal Yisrael Yivarach ala tefillin v'ochi nog. The Ramah Shita is that even Be'emtza Perek, when one puts on tefillin, he says the bracha over it. So Be'emtza Perek, you can put on talis or tefillin, but you only make the bracha on tefillin, not on the talis. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in such a case, what a person should do is only make one bracha on both tefillins. It's a machlokas rishonim, if tefillin require one bracha or two. So in a case where it's a machlokas to begin with, if you're supposed to be making any brachas, just make one bracha, just the bracha of lohaniach. And obviously he says that you should not say the baruch shem that we are noig to say after we put on the tefillin shel rosh. Now, what happens if someone got tefillin and the tzibur is about to start Shmona Esrei? to the point that if he puts on his tefillin, he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. What is more important, to daven in tefillin or to daven tefillah b'tzibur? So the Mishneh Berurah paskins that wearing tefillin is more important, that you're better off waiting until you put on your tefillin and then daven, rather than daven tefillah b'tzibur. However, if you're in a situation where not only are you going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, but you're going to miss zman tefillah altogether, it's more important to daven within zman tefillah than it is to wear tefillin for Shmona Esrei. So there you should daven Shmona Esrei first and then put tefillin on immediately afterwards. There's a very important Shaar Tzion. If someone didn't manage to put on tefillin that day, he says that the person is osur b'malacha until he puts on tefillin. It'll be also to do any melacha before he puts on tefillin. So say, for example, someone didn't get to put tefillin on at Shachris. He didn't have tefillin, or say he was not up to it health-wise to put on tefillin. And now he got tefillin and got the ability to put on tefillin in the middle of the day. So he may be tempted to wait for mincha and put them on then. The melacha is he couldn't do work. He couldn't do any melacha before he puts on tefillin. So that if that's the case, then if he wants to do anything, he would have to put his tefillin on and not wait for mincha.